Hello, everybody. It's 10 a.m. I really should get up, but well, no buts. I should be getting up. This is day two of me being off work. My glass back has gone again. Oh, God, it's debilitating. So a couple of weeks ago, I was on a course, wasn't I? And I got up off the bed and my back went, and it's just got progressively worse. And Friday just gone, I was helped lifting chairs into the venue for our Christmas ball, and Sunday morning I was in bits. So we went to a walk-in health centre. But they said you need to go and see your regular doctor. So I went there yesterday, and that regular doctor wrote me off for a couple of days with some diazepam and cocodamol and ibuprofen. And I hate being ill, or I hate being unable to do things. Excuse me, I'm trying to sneeze. The two lowermost discs in the small of my back are damaged, or. Oh, see if I can get up. And then maybe, you know, I was in a pretty bad way a year ago with this, so I don't think it's as bad. I don't remember it as, it's not as bad as it was. But I just couldn't stand up straight all day yesterday. The sciatica had returned, but it's not as bad. I think we've probably caught it, and I've been quite sensible about things. Over the past fortnight, I've been doing all of the exercises to kind of try and free things up. But I don't know. I don't think getting off that bed has done this, because I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway. You can't. If you've got a bad back, the worst thing you can do is to lie around. However, if there's a stage you're in where your back is in spasm like mine is now, you actually need to keep still and take the tablets so the tablets work. I'm in a bit of pain at the minute, but I need to get up. I have to have a shower. I've been unable to get into the shower for the past 2 days, so I have to have a shower because I'm stinking. And I'm not sorry to admit that. That just shows the level of pain I was under. I couldn't put my leg up to step over the bath. So right before Christmas as well, and I'm supposed to be going walking next week. So I'm not very happy about that. Yeah, we got our car back last night, which I'm chuffed about, with a brand spanking new engine in it. Brand new. Not reconditioned, not hauled out with something else. Brand new. Just come off the factory and into our car. It sounds sweet as a nut. They've advised us, when we went there, the mechanic said there was a pinky-coloured oil in it, so they changed it. After speaking with Ford to ask if it was the running oil or just some kind of lubricant for brand new engines, and Ford didn't know the answer. So we've been asked to make sure we get the oil changed after 500 miles. Even though they've changed it themselves. So we've had a new engine put in it, a new clutch And all the bits that go with a new clutch. So a new clutch assembly. And we've also had, thank the Lord, that issue that we had with the front left, the front near side, or front left for those who don't use near side offside, front left suspension. It was creaking every time we turned the steering wheel, and they said it was totally smashed, whatever. I can't remember what she said it was. Something to do with the ball joint on the top of the steering kind of suspension strut thing, whatever. Not the ball joint in the wheel. She said that was totally smashed. She says you would have, you know, after probably another 1,000 miles, you would have found yourself in trouble. So we've had that replaced. And so I'm happy about that, but at a cost of, at the cost of a new, you know, you could buy a car for what we forked out for that. You could buy a, probably a very low end brand new car. And I was quite happy to sell Dolly. We could have sold Dolly, had that work done, and had a very nice Christmas with everything that we could have possibly wanted. Sarah and I have bought, whilst we're on the subject of spending money, quite coincidentally, just before the engine went, Sarah and I have bought new Gore-Tex jackets. I've gone back to Gore-Tex. Right, I'm going to try and get out of bed here. Jesus Christ. I can't be lying down anymore. Oh, Christ. I think I'll just sit here a second. Yeah, Sarah and I have bought new Gore-Tex jackets, and they're hung up in our bedroom here, taunting me. I did want them as Christmas presents to each other, but Sarah wants to go into the Lake District. She's desperate, I think now is the word, to get up. She's looking at a lot of pictures of snow, actually, in the lakes. So that's that. And speaking about pictures of weather, my Twitter and Instagram feeds this morning are awash with sunrise images, which is actually quite nice to see. I don't think we would have had that here. By the looks of things, we've got a very grey sky. We've had a hard frost this morning, but the frost's gone already. It's only just after 10. Oh, I've got to go and take some painkillers, because this isn't, I'm not in a good way. I just thought I'd give you an update, because I haven't really mentioned much over the past few days. Although I have got some audio from last Saturday, sat on my Zoom. I've got some audio from that, and I've also got a bit of audio from our Christmas ball on Saturday. I just want to say I'm very sorry to hear about Phil Sorrell's car. That's at Daylight Gambler, if you're not a follower. I saw some pictures yesterday. Somebody's, I gauged by that, Phil, that your car's been sat still on the street and someone smashed into it. I wasn't completely compos mentis for much of yesterday with the diazepam and the cocodamol. For those who have taken those drugs before, you will know that they kind of send you into a land where you don't really care. But it's a nice place. I hope everybody's well, actually. I haven't listened to any audio boos in the past 5 or 6 days. And I was just saying to Mac the other day there that I always listen to his audio boos in the morning when I get up and pottering around the house, chasing after children, feeding them. And actually, they're quite good because they feed themselves. I'm going to go. All the best. Speak to you soon.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.